Out in these parts, some folks call it radio. We call it the last campfire of the American spirit. Stoke the fire of freedom with
American Ground Radio.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pross. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So apparently, he's a 22-year-old, the assassin who murdered Charlie Kirk in cold blood at Utah Valley University. And it was his father. It was his father who turned him in. That is, what a heart-wrenching. I say it's a heart-wrenching. It is a heart-wrenching decision because your mind can tell you this was the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we should do.
Right.
We've got to turn our son in.
Right.
You know,
that is a painful situation to be in if you're the dad. That is a painful situation.
And the dad is a veteran police officer. Now, I did not attend the show prep today.
Uh-huh.
Are we talking about this later on in the show?
Just in the top three. It's in the top
okay.
three. Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
No, it's fine.
I didn't know if we needed to tease
okay.
a later segment.
No.
Or it's okay for us to dive deep into this.
We can keep going.
But the other part of this is his father, the alleged assassin, that is, the father of the alleged assassin, is a veteran police officer. I mean... Can you imagine the guilt?
Your job was to protect and serve, and your son became the very kind of criminal that you...
Right, you hear this story, you see this story, and then little by little, photos are being released from Utah law enforcement authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And you recognize your own son?
Yeah.
Imagine the horror of that moment. Now, I'm not...
Or that apparently this wasn't just that you recognized your own son. Apparently there was a conversation with the son and the parents, and the son admitted or at least said stuff that had the dad going, oh, no, he's the one who did it. And then apparently the dad went to... In some reports they say it's a family friend. Other reports they're saying it's the dad's pastor that he went to, and the pastor called the police. So that's how, you know, this whole turning in thing. But you talk about heartbreak. If the dad went to the pastor because he's like, I know what the right thing to do here is, but man, this is really hard. Or maybe he's like, I'm conflicted. What's the right thing to do as a dad? What is the right thing to do in this moment? And he has to go to the pastor to do it. I mean, these are difficult things.
Well, I mean, obviously you have a responsibility to your son. You have a duty to your son insofar as you're trying to make the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though he's 22 years old, yeah, I know he's a fully grown adult.
All right, so what is your duty to the son?
Well, it's,
as a dad.
As a father, it's the same duty you have had since the day he was born.
Which is?
Is to make the best possible decisions.
Mm-hmm.
For his upbringing,
mm-hmm.
to guide him,
mm-hmm.
to instruct him, to ensure that his
safety, to show
safety,
him the difference between
security.
Right and wrong. And so as a dad, I will argue that you still have the same responsibility that you had before. And I told this to my son. I said, you ever get thrown in jail for something you did? I'll leave you there. I ain't bailing you out. You get thrown in jail for DWI? You stay. I'm not bailing you out. Sorry, it's not happening. You can go find somebody else to bail you out. You go into to jail because you've picked a fight in a bar. I ain't bailing you out. I've let my kids know that ahead of time because I don't want them to think that they can do wrong and get away with it, and that because I'm their dad, I'll feel guilty about them being punished for something they did. No, because that's part of why we have punishment, is because I don't want you to stay in a situation where you think you can do wrong. And for this father, that thought had to have gone through his head of what am I supposed to do now? Because, yeah, you don't want your son to be executed by the state of Utah.
And let me be very clear here. I want to be very straight here. I am not, and I repeat, I am not being sympathetic to the son here.
No.
Not one I'm ounce. Not. He chose evil.
Yeah.
He chose violence.
He's
he chose adult. He chose to silence another human being instead of debate. He chose to kill instead of confront. That is on him, and it is absolutely disgusting and unconscionable. But what we can't overlook, what we shouldn't overlook, is the role of his family in turning him in.
And the pain that this has caused his family. Because, you know, you've got mother and dad. We talk about two-parent privilege. He had two-parent privilege. We talk about, you know, if you grow up in a house, you're much less likely to end up in jail. Doesn't mean you are not ever going to end up in jail, but the data says you're much less likely. This child, this man, this 22-year-old murderer, alleged murderer, had advantages that a significant number of people in America do not.
And
I have no sympathy for him.
And apparently the parents were registered Republicans.
Well, they were. There's photos of them going to gun shows.
And so
this kid has shot a weapon before.
So here's the other part of this. He went to University of Utah there.
Right. Utah Valley University.
And
for one semester.
The question is, where did he get these radicalized ideas about
right.
I mean,
how did his politics in a very short amount of time stray so far from where his family was?
Now there's some indication that he may have some sort of, I don't know, you want to call mental illness or learning disability or whatever it is, but the fact of the matter is he did not grow up in a home, it does not appear, being preached from Bernie Sanders types of folks,
right,
who, you know, would have radicalized him from birth.
But somewhere he attached onto some ideas that justified murder in his head. Somewhere.
So I guess, why bring all of this up? I mean, what am I actually saying? I guess, as a parent, you wring your hands over every decision. Is it the right decision?
Here's where this is. The left right now, too many people on the left, and we've all seen it on our social media feed. Just spend 5 minutes on your social media feed, you will see it. The left has no pity for Charlie Kirk.
No, it's karma. It's karma. He got what he deserved.
And for those on the right, when we think about it, we will have pity for the family of the boy who did the murder.
As well as, obviously,
because we're different.
And we have talked on the show since this occurred about Charlie Kirk's family and his children having to grow up without a father, about his beautiful wife.
And the extreme leftists are like, I don't even care about them. And yet we do. We will care about the family of the alleged murderer because that's the right thing to do. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, police arrested a 22-year-old man in Utah for the murder of Charlie Kirk. Tyler Robinson was apparently turned in by a family member who said he had confessed to the murder. Robinson is a former student at Utah Valley University, where Charlie Kirk was shot and killed in front of an audience of thousands of people. Police say that he has become more and more political in recent years and expressed to his family that he hated Charlie Kirk and was aware that Kirk was coming to the campus for this college tour. There were words engraved on the bullets found in the rifle used in the attack that included the phrase, quote, "Hey, fascist, catch."
Well, see, that's poison.
Yeah.
It's like, where did that poison get fed to him.
And well, and where did he get the ideas to write on the bullet? Mangione, the guy who killed the insurance executive in New York City. That, he wrote stuff on bullets
that,
there.
That the media, for all intents and purposes, glorified.
Second thing you need to know before, well, the wife of former Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. The former Democrat senator from New Jersey was convicted of bribery for taking gold bars and cash and luxury vehicles from foreign agents in exchange for pushing U.S. foreign policy in their favor. Nadine Menendez was found guilty of bribery in a separate trial for the same crimes. Mrs. Menendez blamed her husband for her legal troubles. She's in, saying, at sentencing, I would never have imagined someone of his ranking putting me in this position. The blindfold is off. I now know he's not my savior. He's not the man I thought he was. Bob Menendez was sentenced to 11 years in prison earlier this year.
So basically, he sold her down the river.
That's her claim. But again, don't you have to take some responsibility for your actions? And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Democrats in Washington are threatening to shut the government down. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would shut down the government by the end of the month if Republicans don't give in to Democrat demands on health care that include increased spending on Medicare and a restoration of Obamacare subsidies. Republicans put in job requirements for Medicare as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year, and Democrats have falsely called those requirements cuts to health care. They see this issue as one they can leverage for political gain up against the shutdown. President Trump responded by telling Republican Senator John Thune to not even bother trying to negotiate with the Democrats.
I mean, who gives any credibility to Democrats these days? I mean, what have they been truthful about? Name me one thing. Just one thing. Just one thing. That's all I'm saying.
They hate Charlie Kirk.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
Yeah.
The supposed shining city on the hill. Well, it is. But
well, Washington's not supposed to be the shining city on the hill. The United States is the shining city.
Well,
on the hill.
Yeah, Washington D.C., the capital.
Okay.
Of our country.
Okay.
The heartbeat of our republic.
Meh.
Well, but it has. I guess where I'm going with this is that it has been turning into Gotham without Batman for many years.
Decades. Washington, D.C. was bad in the 80s.
Carjackings in broad daylight, violent thugs, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And the politicians, you know, politicians for many years before Donald Trump, they wrung their hands. You know, they appeared before the cameras.
No, they didn't. The politicians in Washington, D.C. sold cocaine. Marion Barry. Not only was he busted for being a cocaine addict and a cocaine dealer, he was then reelected by the people in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Maybe they didn't
wringing their hands. They were shoving dollar bills up their nose.
Maybe they were just throwing their hands up in the air.
And watching all the powder fly.
No. They were throwing their hands up in the air because they were like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. What do you want me to do? I can't fix this.
Well, start by stop doing coke.
So now Trump comes into office. And he says, we're going to stop this.
Right.
We're going to declare this crime emergency in Washington, D.C. We're going to federalize the police. We're going to deploy the National Guard. And, of course, so many on the left are like, he's a fascist. He's a dictator. He's all these horrible, horrible things. Right.
Plus, he's no fun at parties.
But let me ask you something. Carjackings are down 87%.
Yeah.
And that's just in the first 20 days. Compared to the same period in 2024.
Yeah.
That's not a... I mean, seriously, folks.
Oh, it's huge.
That is not a statistical blip. That is transformational.
Murders down. Violent crime
violent
down.
Violent crime. Property crime down.
Down. Yes.
Motor vehicle theft.
Yes.
Down 35%.
It's almost like the criminals in New York went, or in Washington, D.C. went, oh, I should probably stop this or they might catch me.
Oh, they are catching folks. If you look at the numbers, 2,200 arrests in 30 days.
So they're getting rid of some backlogged cases.
Including gang members.
Yes, especially 20, gang members.
20 gang members gone.
Because those are the folks who are actually doing most of the crime, gang members.
So I'll ask you one question.
Okay.
We don't have time to answer it.
Right.
Why did it take Donald Trump to get this done?
Because Marion Barry was doing coke.
That's not just about Marion Barry, Stephen. There's a lot of people and a lot of blame to go around. It's just ineffective, incompetent leaders, so-called leaders in our nation's capital.
We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, is there any political figure you've been impressed with for how they've reacted to Charlie Kirk's assassination?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama.
And joining us now, our American Mama, Terry Netterville. You know, I know the answer to this question. There's several that you have been actually impressed with.
Oh, yeah.
Who comes to mind first?
Well, I've been very impressed with Utah's governor.
Okay.
Cox.
Yeah.
And only because the way that he's handled the whole situation has been, you know, swift, good. There's not a political agenda, which I like. It's more about we got to catch this guy. But I saw him today, and he was talking to the kids of the nation.
Right.
And he was.
There's a press conference after they arrested the suspect.
And he wanted, first of all, he wanted to thank everybody for their prayers. He wanted to thank everybody for taking the time to send prayers up to God. And then he talked to the young people about how important prayer is. But when this question came through, you know, our other American mama, Kimberly, is not here.
Yeah.
But she sent me that we were texting back and forth. And I want to read what she said to this question.
All right.
She said, I have been deeply moved not only by the outpouring from athletes, organizations, universities, celebrities, and influencers, but by conservatives as a whole. They are all finding their voices. No longer are they silent about their faith, their love for their country, or about the man who helped an entire new generation come to know who Christ is and why he gave his life. Where I once saw people keeping the peace, she put in quotes, by keeping quiet, I now see boldness and conviction. I believe that that season of silence has passed. Just yesterday, our nephew, Turner, he attended a vigil at A&M. That's where he goes to school.
Texas A&M.
Yeah. And the next morning, he said he wanted to be more like Charlie Kirk.
Wow.
He wanted to be courageous in speaking openly about his faith. Charlie's message will reach further and touch more lives than he could have ever imagined. And what I'm also seeing are these influencers like Kimberly was talking about, especially on the left. They're coming out in droves, all races, religions, or no religions. And they are, some of them crying, some of them angry, and all of them just admonishing anybody that celebrated this.
On the left, yeah.
On the left. And they are saying this has changed them. They no longer feel like they are the party. They are a part of this party. You had an atheist.
I've seen a huge number of people online saying, Jennifer Say, she used to be an executive with Levi's. She used to be a Democrat living in San Francisco. She left that because of some of the COVID lockdown stuff. She's formed her own company called XXXY, which basically says it's clothing that's men's clothing and women's clothing should be different and men should be in women's sports.
That's right.
And she came out and said, you know what? I've been an independent for a long time. I registered as a Republican today.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is pushing more people to the right.
Yeah.
And I've also said that we've said this for years, but I'm noticing this. And Kevin, too, my husband, too, we've been like just scrolling. I think that's all we've done for 2 days is scroll and just look what people say. The black community, they're coming out in droves. And they are absolutely fearless with what they have to say. And they are letting people know this man, this wasn't political. This is a man of God who is trying to move people closer to God, to the Christian faith. Yes, politics did play a part, but that's because the students asked him these questions about politics.
Right, you can ask
me
anything.
And he always tied it around to Christian values.
He'd be asked about transgenderism, and he'd say,
I don't think that... all went back to Christian.
God did not make you as a mistake.
Yeah, and one of the things that kills me, and I told Kevin, I grieve about this. There's only one Charlie Kirk.
Right.
If you could witness and watch the way his brain worked, I think he was a savant. These kids would ask him, and they'd try to be a gotcha, because a lot of them were Christians, but they were left. You know, they were Democrats.
Right.
And he would say, well, you know, they'd say, where in the Bible does it say? And he'll always, well.
His biblical knowledge is very good.
He said, I don't know. Let's look at Ecclesiastes 5:8 or whatever. And he'd go into it. And we were just stunned. He would go historical. He would talk about, you know, the past historical figures and their quotes. And I there's not another, but I saw a reel today. I may have sent it to you guys, where each person was saying, I am Charlie Kirk. Thousands and thousands and thousands on the left, on the right, are looking at the camera. And some look like bikers. Some look like nuns. I mean, they're saying, I am Charlie Kirk. The message is, you may have killed the messenger.
Right.
But you did not kill the message. In fact,
you've magnified it. Now, politician I've actually been impressed with how this has gone. J.D. Vance.
Oh, my gosh,
He flew Air Force Two to Utah to take Charlie Kirk's body back to Arizona on Air Force Two. Usha Vance, his wife, was riding in the car with Erica Kirk. When Erica Kirk rolled down the window and she was showed a cross out the window, and she was holding Usha Vance's hand.
Walking down.
The Vances have been right with the Kirks through all of this, and I've never seen a vice president show that much personal empathy to someone. I've never seen that.
They're special.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear. When you go to MyPillow, and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. 4 out of 5 farmers say, I trust my tractor, my Bible, and American Ground Radio. All three will steer you straight. That fifth farmer, he ran a solar farm, I think.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
So you have a conservative leader, Charlie Kirk, man who built his career on college campuses, fighting for the very essence of free speech. He was gunned down, murdered, assassinated. And then you have Nancy Pelosi, the queen bee of the swamp herself.
Former Speaker of the House. First female Speaker of the House. I guess the Democrats know what a woman is when they want to do the first woman doing a thing.
And so she came forward on the topic of the assassination on the occasion of the death of Charlie Kirk.
Okay.
But not with sorrow.
Oh.
Not with condemnation, but with defense.
Huh?
She brushed aside the idea that Democrats' rhetoric played any role in Kirk's assassination.
I see. So
For years, they've called Trump supporters Nazis.
Yes.
They've called Charlie Kirk a threat to democracy.
Yes.
They've plastered headlines and cable news with labels like fascist and racist and domestic terrorist.
Fascist is the key word there. Fascist is the key word. They have called Donald Trump a Nazi and a fascist. And they didn't stop there. They said anybody who supports the fascist is a fascist. That's what the left's rhetoric has been. And that's even rhetoric from former President Joe Biden. That was stuff that he was putting out on his Twitter feed during his administration. He was calling half of this country fascists. Remember, the word fascist is the word that the murderer carved into the bullet he used to kill Charlie Kirk. And it was the left who called Charlie Kirk the fascist. It was the Democrat Party, people like Joe Biden, calling Republican and MAGA supporters fascists. And that's the word this murderer used on that bullet.
And look, words have consequences. Democrats and their media enablers have been normalizing violence against conservatives for years. You can go back to when Maxine Waters told people to harass Trump officials in restaurants. You can go back to when the left celebrated Kathy Griffin. Remember holding up a severed head of Donald Trump?
Right.
You can go back to the BLM mobs.
Well, the left says don't humanize Donald Trump. Well, if you're saying don't humanize him, then you think he's not human. And if you think he's not human, it's okay to kill him, right?
And don't forget, there was a Bernie Sanders supporter who nearly assassinated Congressman Steve Scalise at a baseball practice back in 2017.
Did his best to try and kill Steve Scalise.
I guess the question is, why is it always conservatives that are being gunned down?
Well, it's not always. There was that one couple in Minnesota, well, two state legislatures in Minnesota who were, was it Minnesota or Michigan?
But that's just here recently.
Yes.
I mean, I'm talking about over a protracted period of time. It seems as if it is conservatives that are being targeted with violence.
Sure is a lot of them. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
So President Trump said last week he was considering sending the National Guard into Portland, Oregon. And frankly, I think that's a pretty good place to initiate a crackdown on crime. Crime in Portland grew nearly exponentially after the 2020 riots and a defunding of the police, in part because of the rise of Antifa. Portland is the main breeding spot for Antifa, and they pretty much get away with violent political crime there all the time. For most of this summer, Antifa has been protesting outside of the ICE facility and engaging with fights with police and federal officers. In the wake of the murder of Charlie Kirk by an Antifa sympathizer, a crackdown on Antifa's violence is in no order. Am I wrong on that?
No, not at all.
But the mayor of Portland says he doesn't want the federal government's help. The mayor is actually on the side of the criminal political gang. Portland Mayor Keith Wilson told the Associated Press, like other mayors across the country, I have not asked for and do not need federal intervention. Now, Portland is a Democrat stronghold. Not only do they have a Democrat mayor, they also have a Democrat-controlled city council, but the state government is also dominated by Democrats in the House and the Senate and the governor's mansion. So it's no real wonder why they would reject any federal help to bring Portland under control again and get rid of violent agitators in that city. So President Trump has apparently changed cities. He's not looking at Portland anymore. Take a listen.
I would have preferred going to Chicago. I had a man in the head of a big, big railroad. They're doing a merger and he wanted to come see me and all that stuff. And I asked him because, you know, it's one of the largest train companies, maybe the largest, so you can...
I missed the part of the quote. The quote was, I'm going to Memphis. He's going to Memphis, Tennessee. And he says the governor of Memphis is on board and the mayor of Memphis is on board. Now, the governor of Tennessee is Bill Lee. He's a Republican Trump supporter. So he's behind Trump's law and order stance. He said today, quote, the next phase will include a comprehensive mission with the Tennessee National Guard, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Tennessee Highway Patrol, Memphis Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies, and we are working closely with the Trump administration to determine the most effective role for each of these agencies to best serve Memphians. Our goal is to accelerate the positive momentum of Operation Viper, an ongoing FBI mission in Memphis, with a dedicated task force of federal, state, and local law enforcement that has already arrested hundreds of the most violent offenders. That's a good thing, yes?
It is, but you know, you have to wonder, and it's good that these elected officials are in support of what President Trump is trying to do.
Right.
But here's the other part of this. Can you ever be too safe? In other words, if you're an elected official, right?
Okay.
These are people, supposedly, we're entrusting with our safety.
Okay.
And if they turn down added law enforcement,
okay,
basically they're saying, no, we don't want more cops. We don't want more patrols. We don't need more backup. I mean, isn't that a failure isn't that a failure? Isn't that malfeasance in office? I mean, as long as these federal or these National Guard troops do not overstep the authority
that they have, you're right. It is a complete failure of government, because remember, the only reasons governments are instituted among men is to secure our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So government's first and primary job is to secure our right to life. And the mayor of Portland apparently doesn't want help doing that. Now, the mayor of Memphis is also a Democrat, Paul Young. Young has made fighting crime part of his political brand, but he's also wrapped it up in some left-wing talk like poverty causes crime and other stuff like that. However, he has embraced some standard policing tactics like surging officers into high crime areas in the city. And that tactic has resulted in other cities like Shreveport and New Orleans in Louisiana and had positive results there. Speaking of which, Trump has also talked about sending the National Guard into New Orleans. He's now talking about sending them troops into St. Louis, Missouri. Memphis, St. Louis, and New Orleans have a few things in common. All of them are Democrat-run cities in states with huge Republican majorities. And all of them have been at the top of the U.S. murder list in the last 10 years. So I think this is a good strategy for President Trump to put the National Guard into blue cities, into red states. One, he won't have to fight the deployments in court first. And he can instead start getting to work by working with red state cities. He can have a greater chance of success. But two, it takes away the left's narrative that Trump is only doing this for political purpose, to take power away from Democrats. By going into red states, Trump can say, look, I'm not playing favorites here. I just want to stop crime.
I mean, I just have to ask the question again. Can you be too safe?
I mean, if you're walking around wrapped up in bubble wrap, yeah. But I don't think that's a question you're asking.
No, not at all. I mean, if people feel unsafe in their communities, if crime statistics are climbing,
yeah,
I mean, then refusing the presence of added law enforcement is really a dereliction of your duty.
So Memphis may be next, but New Orleans and St. Louis are also on the list. And if Trump is able to have success in reducing crime there the way he did in Washington, D.C., it's only going to increase the pressure on blue cities in blue states to drastically change their approaches on crime.
Yeah, and to step up and do their jobs.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website, it's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund send you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
Now, if you post something celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk, should you be fired from your job?
I think it depends upon the job. I can see some jobs where that doesn't necessarily rise to the occasion. I mean, if you're working as a fry cook at McDonald's, you want to have a, you know, a judgmental, ignorant opinion about Charlie Kirk. I don't think that really matters.
Hold on, though. Okay. At the same time, you know, there's a lot of people, I presume, I don't know what people do behind closed doors, and I'm rather naive when it comes to some of that, but there's moral depravity in our society among people in positions of power.
Yes.
We're all sinners. We're all imperfect. So the fact that someone does something stupid, in your opinion,
right,
and posts something about Charlie Kirk that, in your opinion, you disagree with, does that mean that they lose their job? In other words, are there other things in this person's life that you disagree with about their lifestyle choices? Maybe the number of times that they've been married, maybe the number of illegitimate children that they fathered. I mean, where does it end? And I'm not defending folks that can't just mourn or otherwise show some sympathy for the fact that another human being lost his life.
That's why I'm saying it depends upon the job, because there are some jobs where I think if you're celebrating the death of anybody, then no, you shouldn't have that job. If you're a physician, say you're an anesthesiologist, and you're like, good thing that conservative died. How should any conservative then be able to go and trust that you're not going to kill them on the operating table? If you're a teacher and you've got students in your classroom who may have liked Charlie Kirk and you've celebrated Charlie Kirk's death, now you make them feel unsafe in the class for valid reason. Yeah, I don't think you should have that job. There's some jobs I don't think it necessarily matters, but there are some jobs where it matters a great deal and you should lose your job.
But we are a country that cherishes free speech.
I agree. But that doesn't mean speech doesn't ever have consequences. Sometimes it does. And that's not fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah!
Okay, kids, here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
All right, first one. MSNBC suggested Charlie Kirk was shot by one of his own supporters shooting his gun off in celebration. Is that real news, fake news, or really fake
news?
That
is ridiculously real news.
Yeah. Next one. 76% of political murders are committed by right-wing extremists. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is fake news.
That's Democrat Rep. Seth Moulton said that on CNN this week. Charlie Kirk was the David Duke of the TikTok age. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Fake news.
That's from Good Morning Britain on ITV.
Good Morning Britain.
Charlie Kirk advocated for the stoning of gays. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is fake news.
Yeah, that was author Stephen King. He had to then apologize for that post and then delete it.
Apparently he might be sued over that. Yeah.
Charlie Kirk said Jewish communities are pushing the exact kind of hatred against whites. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
I'm going to say that's got to be fake news.
That's fake news. That was the New York Times. They had to issue an apology. He was denouncing the use of that phrase by anti-Semites, not supporting it. Turning Point USA is a hate group. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That is fake news.
Yeah, that's the Southern Poverty Law Center's putting out that blasphemy. Democrats booed a prayer request for Charlie Kirk in the House of Representatives this week. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. Leftists denied a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk in the European Union Assembly. Real news, fake news, really fake
news? That's real news.
That's real news. Both of the men who tried to kill Donald Trump were Republicans. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That is fake news.
That's Jasmine Crockett said that this week. Donald Trump is a wannabe Hitler. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Of course, that's fake news.
That's Jasmine Crockett also saying that this week. Okay. President Trump has a higher approval rating today than either George W. Bush or Barack Obama did at this point in their second terms. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Real news.
That is real news. Donald Trump's approval rating 45.5 to 41.6 for George W. and 43.8 for Barack. The only image Politico used in its covering of the brutal murder of Irina Zarutska on a train in North Carolina was a picture of Donald Trump. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Who was that?
The only picture that Politico used in the brutal murder of Irina Zarutska on a train in North
Carolina.
Oh, that's
real news.
Yeah. They didn't show the man who stabbed her. They didn't show her. They just showed a picture of Trump in their article about the murder.
That's just disgusting.
Democrat Congressman Hakeem Jeffries proposed a new 100 strikes and you're outlaw to finally get tough on crime. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. The Minnesota Star Tribune newspaper is now printed in Iowa, not Minnesota. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is real news.
That's real news. Stacey Abrams never denied losing the Georgia governor's race. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is really fake. Well, excuse me. That is fake
news.
That's
fake news. And Albania's new anti-corruption minister is an AI generated by Microsoft. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news on that.
That's real news. Hey, kids, let us know what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us how many points you got. And, that's what we're doing this week.
I mean, fake. You know, you would think the fake news would be diminishing.
Oh, no, there was a ton of fake. I didn't even have to put in a whole bunch of really fake news just because there was so much fake news this week about Charlie Kirk. It's disgusting. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life
AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blanket pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So a Cincinnati sports arena
has
now banned a food vendor who posted social media messages expressing his glee that conservative activist Charlie Kirk was assassinated.
Mm.
See, this goes back to
this
canceling
of the left.
But see, I think for a lot of folks to say, oh, this is, you know, destruction of free speech. You should be able to say whatever you want in this country. I get that. But you know what this is really about, I think? This is about the normalization of violence.
That's where this is. This isn't just saying, hey, I don't think that the COVID vaccine is working and people got not only fired, but they got doxxed and bomb threats sent to their house. This isn't saying, I don't think that men should be in women's locker rooms and they get fired. This is, yay, ding dong, the witch is dead.
But see, when you normalize celebrating political violence, you're one step away from justifying more of it.
And that perhaps to yourself.
And that is how societies collapse.
Yes.
That is how republics die.
And if you have anyone, if you're celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk because he supported Donald Trump, and there's anybody that comes into your business who supports Donald Trump, shouldn't they fear for their safety in your business if you've got somebody in your business who's celebrating the murder of them?
Exactly. This isn't just about an opinion,
right,
or what your opinion is. You're praising an assassination. That's wrong.
You're praising evil. We got to say whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
We've seen a lot of folks this week who lacked empathy over the murder of Charlie Kirk. So here are some words of wisdom about empathy. This is from Vivek Murthy. Empathy is choosing to see ourselves in another despite our differences. It's recognizing that the same humanity, the same desire for meaning, fulfillment, and security exists in each of us, even if it's expressed uniquely. You've also got Sarah McBride. In my view, the best of humanity is in our exercise of empathy and compassion. It's when we challenge ourselves to walk in the shoes of someone else whose pain or plight might seem so different than yours that it's almost incomprehensible. And this last one from Dr. Mehmet Oz. The opposite of anger is not calmness, it's empathy. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.